Mark Harris had fought hard to get the results of his 9th congressional district race certified. He sued in an attempt to be declared the winner and went to this week's state elections board hearing intending to continue his fight. So it was a stunning announcement when he took the stand for a second time yesterday and read from a prepared statement calling for a new election. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
On Wednesday, Mark Harris appeared to hold back tears as his son testified about his efforts to keep his father from hiring McRae Dallas, whom John Harris believed was illegally harvesting absentee mail ballots. A day later, it was Mark Harris's turn to speak. Joshua Lawson, an attorney with the Elections Board, asked Mark Harris several questions about whether he told anyone that emails between Harris and his son would not be a part of the state's evidence. Mark Harris said he hadn't. Then his attorney quickly cut him off. When they returned about 90 minutes later, Harris took the stand again.
It's been brought to my attention that I talked to my son, my younger son Matthew, that I referenced earlier, 2 nights ago about the fact that I did not think John's emails would be part of this hearing. Obviously, I was incorrect in my recollection, and I wholeheartedly apologize to this board.
Harris then said he was recently hospitalized and had 2 strokes. He said he didn't know about anything illegal in the race, but said,
through the testimony I've listened to over the past 3 days, I believe a new election should be called. It's become clear to me that the public's confidence in the 9th District seat general election has been undermined to an extent that a new election is warranted.
Under a recently passed state law, there will be a primary in addition to a general election. The primary will likely be in May with the general in October. As he left, Harris was asked whether he will run. His wife Beth said they have to think about it. For 4 days, the Elections Board had called witnesses who spoke about illegally harvesting ballots under Dallas's instructions, including his advice on how to conceal it.
For the first time, this agency was able to get solid, identified information that confirmed what had for a very long time just been rumor, innuendo, whispered about in corners of the state that experience American democracy differently and less than the rest of us.
That's Lawson, the Elections Board attorney. He says the public should focus on what he hopes will be changes to how elections are run in Bladen County and other rural areas.
Because long after we care about the Greek tragedy, right, or the lawyer issues on production, this was something bigger.
Before calling for the new election, Harris's campaign faced numerous questions from the state board and Dan McCready's attorney about why it hadn't produced documents that were required under a subpoena. Lawson said he thinks John Harris assumed the state already had them. Harris was also questioned about why he didn't follow his son's advice to stay away from Dallas.
Obviously, I read these emails today in a very different intellectual light than what I read them when my 27-year-old son, who is a sharp attorney and very
extremely sharp,
but I'm his dad, and I know he's a little judgmental and has a little taste of arrogance and some other things, and I'm very proud of him. Love him with all of my heart, but this was a father and a son, and weighing out, and in all truthfulness, today, he was right.
Some board members, including Democrat Jeff Carman, were skeptical.
So I guess the question I just have to ask that I did not want to ask, you just wanted to win, because when you said you were asked about your due diligence, you said you thought about it, you prayed about it, and you relied on other officials. You didn't take one step to see if the ballots had been harvested previously. You didn't ask Dallas, are you harvesting ballots?
Well, he had made that clear that he was not in the program that he laid out.
State Republicans had insisted for weeks that Harris should be certified the winner. He had a 905-vote lead over McCready, and they said they saw no evidence of enough fraud to change the result. But Harris attorney David Friedman said the questions had quickly spread past ballot collection.
I thought the first half of it was fine. I thought because I still thought all of the taint just went to the, as long as the taint was limited to the absentee ballots, you know, there weren't that many involved. And I thought you could throw out the absentee ballots and there would be no issue. But the taint seemed to get bigger and that became something.
Now the 9th District will likely be without a representative for nearly a year. McCready, who did not attend the hearing, has said he is going to run if there's a new election. He issued a statement calling the decision a great step forward for democracy in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Raleigh.